Monica, you know, I've suffered. Like, I can't do anything about the air conditioning noises. I am just happy that there are some again. Because the AC in my studio went out late last week, which threw off a bunch of my plans for work, and the new AC unit got here Monday, but I watched it fall off the goddamn truck, and it was all beat up, and, like, I basically said, like, just put it back on the fucking truck and sent me a new one. Basically, that's essentially how it went down. I think I was just, like, so flabbergasted that, like, it had made it all this way. It was so close. And then they fucking dropped it off the truck. And then they're like, your new one won't be here till Friday. And that is today. Or, well, let's see, what time is it? Yes, that's still today for a little bit. It is Friday, May 13th. Yeah, 2022. Last week I went to the doctor, saw some people in the waiting room who weren't wearing masks, had a panic attack, passed out, hit my head on the corner of, like, one of the, like, not the sink part, but, like, one of the lower cabinets in the exam room. It's like I was sitting and then getting up. I remember I was trying to get up, so I didn't go very far, but, like, I split my head open and they had me to give me stitches, and I've never had stitches that aren't associated with something really, really, really major. So, that's new for me. I don't recommend them too much. I don't like them. They're itchy, and, like, I know that whoever did what they did on me did a good job, but I also wish that I had not needed to do that. But that's what happens when I see people with naked faces just inside places. I can't. I fucking hyperventilated to the point that I passed out. It's like I remember repeating over and over, this is how I die, 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 because that's really how I feel. And even in this moment, that is still truly how I feel about the entire situation, is whenever I'm put in a position like that, I'm looking around at all these people thinking, this is how I die. And then, like, I pass out, and, like, sometimes that can be scary. I don't know if you've ever passed out before. I've done it many, 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 many times for a lot of different reasons. And it's different every time. It really is. It's different every time. But some of them can be scary. It can feel kind of like you're waking up from, like, a fever dream, or, like, if you've ever had anesthesia, when you're, like, first waking up from that, and that kind of groggy, you don't really remember what's going on, you're not, like, really with it, people are asking you questions, but, like, and you're giving them answers, but you don't know how. Like, you're not even registering that you're giving them answers. Like, because at one point, like, somebody asked me if, like, I'd like some water, and I don't remember saying yes, but I guess I did. And, like, just shout out to the really nice medical assistant who helped take care of me during that episode and did not judge me. I was really impressed with myself. I didn't cry, like, the entire time. I didn't cry. I was just panicked. And I was more panicked about the naked faces I saw in the waiting room than I was about any possible thing they could do that might hurt me at all. That's where I am. And I don't know how to get, I don't know how to take that fear level down any notches, because, like, that's the appropriate amount of fear for me and my family, unfortunately. I don't know. It was an accomplishment for me. It was really an accomplishment for me, because, like, not only did I go to the doctor by myself, which is very, very, very scary for me, I also had to deal with naked faces and a panic attack in public. Well, semi-public. An exam room is semi-public. There were people there. Like, you know, the nurse and the medical assistant, like, they were there. They saw it. And then there's the whole getting stitches. Good job, yay. And I didn't cry the entire fucking time. Stone cold fear, but, like, stone cold. And I mastered the art of screaming with my eyes a really, really long time ago. Where was I going with this? See, I've been having this problem a lot lately. Where I'm not quite sure where I'm going with something. I think I was just circling back to, like, it was, like, this was one of my worst nightmares. This is, in my mind, one of the worst ways a doctor's appointment could go. And I handled it, in my mind, one of the best ways I possibly could have. Because, you know, I couldn't really control the fucking panic attack. But, like, the expression of it, I think passing out was a good distraction, so I wasn't focused on what the fuck they were doing to me, because I think they did explain some of it. Well, they started to explain it, because they have to, because informed consent is a good thing in our it's not always practiced. So informed consent is a good thing, but I only want to know a certain amount, and then there's like a creepy, fucked up ick factor, like, I won't be able to let you do that to me if you tell me how you do it. And like, I'm sure anybody who's listening who has had surgery before might relate to this, like, just not really wanting to know what they're going to do to you while you're asleep. Like, I have a vague idea because it's a responsible thing to do, but I find that if I know how a procedure is performed, I am more afraid of it. Like, you will never ever catch me awake for certain biopsies. Ever. And like, I know that they do them on adults that are awake, and I think that's inhumane, for the record. But they expect a human being to sit still for them to do it, so yeah, and human beings can only sit through so much pain before they move, so, you know, that's one good reason that we use anesthesia in a systemic way. In a general anesthesia sense. Localized anesthetic is also good. They are especially helpful in situations like the one I found myself in, when all of a sudden, like, I thought I was just going to get some refills from certain medications, and no, that is not what we were doing, apparently. My body had other plans. And then, get this though, after all of this has gone down, they let my ass drive away. Like, are you insane? Are you insane? Like, thank God we live really close, but like, are you insane? I just hit my head and passed out. And you stitched me up and sent me home. Like, thank you for stitching me up. Thank you for sending me home, because I don't want to go to the hospital or stay there any longer than I have to. But also, I've gotten an emergency contact card for a reason, right? Like, I thought I filled all that paperwork out for a reason. To me, that seems like one of those calls that you would make. One of those situations where it would warrant a call. And I was fine. I didn't hit my head that hard. I know that. But also, you know how head wounds bleed? Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't know anything about this at all. But yeah, head wounds, they bleed a lot. Lots of blood vessels there. And um, Yeah. It can be difficult. So now I'm like currently sporting this bandage and it's like right on the top of my head. It's like, how the fuck do you keep a bandage there, right? I don't know. I have an answer. I have an answer. I already knew. Because why? Because I don't know. How do you do it? With style. I just have like wide, stretchy headbands that are holding the bandages in place. And it seems to be doing a fantastic job. It keeps things clean and covered, and I have been like very creative with coming up with systems on how to not like scratch while I'm sleeping. Yeah, that's where we are with that. I think I get my stitches out next week. Yeah. But, like, from a doctor's office, it just seems a little off to me. Just a little teeny tiny bit off. And they weren't, like, busy and needed the room. That's just. Am I glad that they didn't have to call my mom or dad? Yeah. Yeah, I really am because they would not be thrilled with me at all. My dad, because he is never thrilled with me. And my mom, because it is now a really, really busy time of year for her, and she does not need my bullshit adding on to it. She's already getting enough pupils. And I think that's the only thing I could give her for Mother's Day. All I could give her for Mother's Day is, "Hey Mom, I didn't have to call you when I needed stitches. I was already at the doctor's office. Like, I didn't have to ride in the ambulance. So, like, I don't have to ask you for money to pay for that." Because, well, let's be straight up, I would. Oh man, it reminds me. I have really strong memories of certain things. I mean, I'm sure it's like that for most people, but like for me, it's certain ideas like getting cemented in my mind really, really young. Like, I remember my dad saying when I was, oh, probably 8 or 9, that most people were one accident or illness away from like essentially being homeless. And I didn't understand at the time, but it did, like, the words sank in. And the concept did eventually make sense to me. And it's like, holy shit, you're right, because I saw it happen to us. I saw it happen to us, you know? And it's hard to argue with your own experience. Like, and I didn't have the forethought to ask him. I wish I had. My God, I wish I had. What happens if you start like that? Like, what happens if you're just like that? I'm sure he wouldn't have had an answer. He would have made some shit up. He would have made a joke, or deflected, or said, like, you're on your own, and, like, kind of left it to be this mysterious, ominous thing just to reinforce that, like, being ostracized is bad. Because, as a kid, I did not mind being left alone, you know? Just, like, give me some crayons and a piece of paper and we'll be good for quite some time. Or once I started reading, like, I wanted you to leave me alone, to be completely honest. I wanted you to leave me alone. I'm trying to get through this Boxcar Children series, like, come on. I don't think I ever did read every single one. I read a fuckload of them, but not every single one. But I couldn't be with myself. I don't remember where I was going with this. I started a new medication today. Let's put that on record. I started a new medication today, and so far it has made me nauseous. Not super duper nauseous, just kind of a general feeling of malaise. And, I don't know, maybe tomorrow I'm gonna try to take it with food. I know. You didn't take it with food. Everybody should take you. I have all my medications with food, except some of my medications I can't take with food, and some of them it's like you gotta wait a couple, like, hours after to eat anything. It's like, Bullshit. Nobody follows those rules. Nobody follows those Synthroid rules. They're bullshit. Oh, you can't eat anything before or after for half or whatever. I can't remember what arbitrary time frame it is. Because I haven't done it in so long. I used to, and then I realized that it made no difference. But also, I'm one of those motherfuckers with labs that change constantly, so my dose changes constantly. And, yeah. That's as far as I'm gonna go with that. But, like, I was so proud of myself. And then my therapist shat all over it. And then my psychiatrist shat all over it, too. Like, she just, like, shat on me. They both just shat all over me. It was great.
It was my favorite thing.
Because apparently making tiny, tiny, tiny bits of progress is, not good enough.
even if you're trying your absolute fucking hardest, even though you're doing your goddamn best, you know, that's not relevant. It's more relevant that you advance at a clinical pace that satisfies your provider and not what's right for you. And that's shitty. And it sucks because I've been working with this person for, God, the last 6 years or something ridiculous. 6 or 7 years now.
Yeah.
Wow. And some things have gotten better, and some things are just cyclical, and some things have actually gotten worse. And I think that's largely to do with, like, the world situation and my personal situation. But It's not like I think she can't help me at all, or has not helped me at all. It's more like, you are trying to push me off a cliff when I am taking a baby step. That baby step is huge for me. That baby step is a cliff to me. And that doesn't register, I guess. Or it does register, but it doesn't matter. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. Whether they realize it or not, I really don't care. It's just, it seems silly because, like, it makes me not want to tell her shit. Because, like, if I'm having trouble with something, like, yeah, sure, let's talk it out. But if anything positive happened, anything whatsoever positive happens, it's jump on that, turn it up to 11, and how can we... No. You're going for major change overnight. No. No. That was one of my first and favorite words. And it continues to be one of my favorite words to tell people. No. Except when it's inconvenient and makes me feel like a bad person, and then I don't want to tell people no. I'd say what's wrong with me, but, like, I've got audio after audio after audio trying to parse that out, and that's actually very useful for me. It actually happened because I was listening back to one of these rambles to make sure I didn't need to edit out anything doxy or messy. And what's it? I listened to some of the shit that I said about myself. Like, and the way that I talked to and about myself. And it's like, damn, what did this bitch do to you? And the answer is nothing. Like, nothing. The answer's nothing. Like, They've been telling me for years that I should cut myself a break. And, like, I kept dismissing that because it's like, no, no, you don't understand. I'm so shitty. I blah, 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 blah. It's like, you know what? Like, no. 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 Because, like, when your mind is racing, like, all these thoughts are flying through your head, like, you say them as fast as you can, like, just to get them out there, and then you listen back and think, like, okay, is that true? Is that true? Do I really think this? Do I really think that? Why am I really upset? What part of this upsets me? And it was and has been very useful. But I tell my therapist about it, and she's like, oh, well, maybe we can practice without the audio. I'm like, no, you do not understand. This is the first. The audio is necessary. The audio is necessary. I cannot review my thoughts. And she just completely misses the point once you wants to push you off a cliff. And I am kind of done with it. But I also can't leave that practice entirely. So I don't know what I'm gonna do yet, but I'm looking for alternatives because this is no longer anything that seems useful. It just seems like distressing because she's trying to focus on like my pandemic related fears and behaviors related to that, and that I'm not saying that that's not something that needs to happen. I'm saying that I'm having a major like self-actualization breakthrough, and I think that's way more important, so shut the fuck up and let me talk. Like, that's what I think. I need somebody who can do that. And I, again, feel like her priorities are just off on this one. And also, like, this thing that I do for myself, this audio thing, like, this is for me. This is mine. You don't get it. You don't get to make it into a tool of yours in your therapy. No. No, 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 no. Mine. So this is not for therapy. This is just an update. Because it's been a while. I've actually recorded many, many, many of these. But who gives a fuck, right? Okay. I think I will leave it there. Stay safe, y'all. And, be kind.